When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1310. Want to be promoted? Cultivate these four traits by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host of the show, and I'm here with you every single day reading posts from some of these great blogs that we find that cover work, entrepreneurship, and a lot of different aspects of the business world. So without further ado, let's get right into our post from Christine and optimize your life. Want to be promoted? Cultivate these four traits by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. What makes someone high potential? Can we predict rock stars at early stages of their careers? What key traits must be identified and cultivated to help stars, talent, achieve their full potential? According to Kevin Ochsner, a neuroscientist at Columbia University, it all comes down to the brain and how we're wired, plus which traits we cultivate. Here are his four brain-based traits of rock stars: focus, learning, personal, and social. Focus has two parts: executive, or selective attention, what we choose to pay attention to and zoom in on mentally, whether it is top-down, broad and general, or bottom-up, narrow and specific. Second, it's essential to be able to zoom out and see relationships between things to understand context. This ability to manage the signal-to-noise ratio inside one's brain and manage internal noise, or thoughts, helps too. Does the person you've identified as a high potential focus in these ways? Learning swiftly and retaining learning is key in today's speedy workplace. Ochsner follows the NeuroLeadership Institute model AGES to define what effective learning is. A, for attention. There it is again. Be present and stay focused. G for generation. When learning enables us to make connections and associations and effectively contextualize, it sticks with us. When we understand how things fit together and possible conflicts, challenges, and synchronicities, we understand usefulness and see the broader application of learnings. E for emotion. How is emotion applied to the learning? Emotion helps us retain what was learned. And S for spacing. Making space around learning is key too. We need time to digest and process what was learned. We also need to revisit it and assess it when it does or doesn't apply to our world. Does the person you've identified as a high potential learn in these ways? Personal ability is twofold. First, it means the individual demonstrates knowing themselves, being clear on their motives, their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, is where self-judgment occurs, and you've heard me talk about it as key in getting in and staying in your smart state. Second, the individual must demonstrate self-regulation, which also is governed by the PFC and its executive functions: envisioning, goal setting, discernment, language skills, etc. Self-regulation is the ability to control our responses and assess ourselves, others, status of a project or deliverable. It helps us determine what to do next, whether a goal was attained or not. Involved here also is your ventral striatum, VS, where you experience reward. An ability to assess what worked in the past and what may work in the future is important here. So, as a combo pack of the aforementioned two skills, an individual with strong personal abilities can evaluate, assess and determine what to do next, then regulate, implement strategies, and repeat the cycle ongoing. Does the person you've identified as a high potential have these personal abilities? And social skills enable one to both read people accurately and influence them. To read others accurately, an individual is curious. What is the person really wanting? Why? How can I help them to get it? They are tuned in to signal presence or social surveillance by watching the other person's body language, breathing, facial expressions, and listening to their speech patterns to discern what they might be feeling. Their amygdala is sensitive to picking up the subtle signals from others, and along with their intuition-guided insula, they're experiencing empathy for the other. They're earning trust with others by lighting up the person's VS and giving them a rewarding experience of being connected. Does the person you've identified as a high potential have these social skills? Is it too late? Can one learn these skills? According to Ochsner's research, much of this is very trainable. Focus is very trainable via mindset. See Carol Dweck's awesome book of the same name. Mindfulness, this takes more work. Distancing, witnessing your emotions or reactions and pausing before you respond or repeating what you heard to cause a pause. And resisting distraction. Learning, very trainable. Personal, trainable. The key here is emotional regulation. See focus for help here. Also important here is reframing. Some examples include, it's okay that my plane is late. Now I have a chance to call my son. When my PC crashes, it means it's time to take a break. I'm not fat. I just enjoy food to its fullest. It's not a personal attack. She must be just having a bad day. Or creating a new, more emotionally balanced response to external or internal events or judgments. Social. Ochsner's research was inconclusive here, but our work at Smart Tribes Institute makes it clear that one can absolutely build social skills in leadership, sales, marketing, engineering, client care, all areas of a company, all industries, with any human being. As a leader, you'll want to assess your team to see who has strengths in which areas. Then form teams to have complete diversity of skills, focus, learning, personal, and social. And one note on introversion versus extroversion. Matt Lieberman of UCLA found that this only determines 20% of behavior variance. So even though an introvert's brain is taxed in social situations, they don't have a true disadvantage. You just listened to the post titled, Want to be Promoted? Cultivate These 4 Traits by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to Christine for another great post here at OWD. For over 30 years now, leadership and culture coach, serial entrepreneur, and New York Times bestselling author Christine Comeford has helped leaders navigate growth and change. Her specialty is in applied neuroscience, which helps her clients achieve tremendous results in record time. As an entrepreneur herself, she built and sold 5 companies with an average ROI of 700%. And she was also a software engineer back in the early days of Microsoft and Apple. Christine is a human behavior expert, a leadership columnist for Forbes.com, as well as the New York Times best-selling author of Power Your Tribe, Smart Tribes, and Rules for Renegades. So you can come by SmartTribesInstitute.com to learn a whole lot more and check out all of their resources. But I think that's going to do it for today. I appreciate you, as always, being here with me, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.